Joined here by Coach Dan Martin of Mercer. Mercer's kind of hitting a double whammy here. They are going through a very difficult stretch of games here early December. Had Mount Air. I'm sure a lot of people, yours truly included in Missouri, don't know a ton about Mount Air basketball. They're pretty good. Penny shot the ball well second half. Not so well first half, but well enough to get Mercer on Friday night. And for those that think, well, maybe Mercer gets a break this week. Green City, team that's been the Class 1 quarters the last 2 years, will host Mercer on Tuesday. Trip to Milan on Thursday. And the double whammy that I referred to when we were talking about this off the air, Coach, is that you're dealing with a little bit of injury here over the first week and a half of the season. So it's, the boys are fighting hard, but they're kind of fighting a double whammy, a tough competition and being a little bit banged up.
Yeah, we're no stranger to this. Four years now, we've played a pretty rough eight-game schedule starting the season out, so this is just another season of that. The only difference is this year we've eliminated Winston and East Harrison for one game to play Milan and Mount Air. So confidence-wise, it didn't do us any favors, I'm sure, but I don't know. The boys are playing hard and through some injuries, with broken bones and torn muscles, so when you're probably your most experienced and most lethal player is sidelined, it's hard on everyone when you're playing this kind of schedule without him, so that makes it pretty tough.
You guys are no question about improved. We talked about that last week, but as you said, you lose Tyler Meineke to an injury. It's not season ending or anything like that against Mount Air, early in the ball game. So it's a young team. It's a Class 1 team. You take the best player off the floor, and all of a sudden the guys are sitting there trying to figure out who's going to kind of step up. And sometimes, that just makes the whole task difficult. It made it for a long offensive night in the second half.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've survived 3 years off of knowing pretty much he was going to be on the court all the time. And so our roles were always defined by, where he was playing on in a certain offensive scheme we had or whatever, and now you take all that out. It's a great ball handler that's gone. It's a great scorer that's gone. A phenomenal athlete that's gone. So you throw that in, and nothing against any other guys on our team. I couldn't be more proud of how they stepped up in his absence to do the things. Kobe Hill, just a sophomore, taking lead and just basically saying, I got this, I'll take care of this. And he had a great game against Penny when Tyler was very limited on minutes. And Brendan Wolf and Jace Davis and Wes Hashman, all those seniors, they've stepped up. Brendan, he gets the hardest. Him and Jace get the hardest job every single night. Brendan's going to guard the biggest kid, strongest kid every single night, and Jace is going to guard the best scorer on the team every single night. And they know that going in every single night that's what they're going to do. So just for them to keep their positive mindset, we're plagued with some injuries, and Cayman West is a fractured nose who's come around and became a really great player for us, as far as minutes. So all that thrown in there for the guys to be as upbeat as they are, ready for a game, is says a lot about their character.
The folks are waiting to see, when does Green City start graduating some people, because Green City's been a tough cookie to crack here over the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, obviously they graduate some people every year, but Green City, quite frankly, a program that wants to get to the Final Four. They've been to the quarterfinals 2 years in a row, and they want to get over that hump this year, and by all indications, they're capable, I think, of making it down to Columbia in March.
Yeah, I get tired of even seeing those guys. They're good.
You want to wait for them when they graduate, you're going to show up and shake their hands and say, thank goodness we don't have to play anymore.
I will be at that graduation. I'll be at that graduation with a card for each of them. they're just a phenomenal team. And they're that way all the time. Like you said, you wait for some to graduate, and it seems like they're replaced by someone else. And there's a tradition there, and there's a tradition of basketball, and that's kind of what we're hoping to get back here, but they have it, and going to their place is just as rough. I have terrible memories of the last time we were at their place, so I'm looking forward. I look forward to every game. I'm excited for every game, but I also, playing teams like Green City, it's hard to go to their place and not also be pretty nervous about it too, because they're just such a tough team, especially at their place. And like you said, they're hungry some success that they've been wanting for a while, and that didn't happen. And so that's even harder to play a team like that.
Well, I was talking with Coach Dabney. We do the Milan Coaches shows on Friday. They were over at the Tri Rivers Classic, finished fourth last week. And, you know, she said she likes the team that she has. They're just, you know, they were coming 3-4 days off of football season because they went to the Class 1 semifinals. So they're still trying to get their basketball legs underneath them. For you guys going to Milan on Thursday, are there anything that you can do early when a team's trying to find their basketball legs a little bit that can be the Mercer's advantage?
I think we, you know, conditioning-wise, we played Milan over the summer, and they're just in great shape. They can run for days. They move the ball really well down the court. The only thing that if there's, you know, an advantage, I mean, they're another big school, another successful school. If there's anything we have anything going for us on over them because of football would be probably the fact that some of the boys are on their team, you know, maybe you're still trying to learn certain offensive sets and certain places they need to be, and sometimes that confusion can cause a little bit of, I don't know, let down on their end. You know, you hope for as a coach whenever they've had limited practices, but they're a pretty solid team from what I remember. You know, they're a team we don't play. We haven't played other than summer for a while, so I don't know a lot about them. I know we're going to go in and play them like we normally do. Hopefully, maybe even have a couple, I ain't going to say healthy kids, but healthier kids, to where maybe even get some minutes out of them to kind of help. Just, I don't know. See what we can do with them. They're just something I don't know a lot about.
Mercer at Milan, that's doubleheader action Thursday. You can hear those games on KTTN. Then the HDC conference gets underway for Mercer on Friday night. Tri-County pays a visit up to the Mercer gym for a girls-boys doubleheader. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck over at Green City tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot, Tom.